Michigan high school athlete blames Gretchen Whitmer for brother's death amid sports ban. By Kyla Olson on January 27, 2021. A growing movement demanding high schoolers be allowed to play sports will be protesting Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's lockdown orders on Saturday. Let Them Play has thousands of followers and wants a full return to prep sports, MLive reported. People have been hoping and crossing their fingers, organizer Jamie McElveny said. But now kids are at a breaking point, so instead of just hoping, parents are saying this is enough. We can't be pushed back again because we can't go back any further. The high school football championships were just held, several weeks after their original expected conclusion. Now, Whitmer has delayed the start of winter contact sports, including basketball, hockey, wrestling, and competitive cheer until at least February 21. Traditionally, finals for those sports are held in late March. Many organizers, parents, and students have become fed up with Whitmer's delays. Carter Deathlov, a Mona Shores High School team goalie whose brother recently died, blasted Whitmer over the death. I am wearing my brother's number and nameplate to honor him for his senior year that Gov Whitmer and the MDHHS took away from us, he said, referring to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the agency that is issuing the orders. He would still be here today if they followed the hashtag science they speak of hashtag let us play. Let Them Play has hired Lansing-based lawyer Peter Ruddle to demand that MDHHS allow affected athletes to begin practice and competition no later than next week. We sent a letter to the new director this morning, urging her to change the order and allow sports to commence February 1, Ruddle told MLive. Based on the data and the science, we are hopeful the administration recognizes high school athletics are safe for students and are actually in their best interest. Let Them Play is planning to hold a protest at the Michigan Capitol on Saturday, according to WZZM. Ethan Cody said the delay is impacting his dream to play college basketball. It's just really sad because you don't know if you're going to get to play with those guys again, and it's just a really depressing atmosphere around school when that announcement comes out, he told the news station. The rally will be held at 12 p.m., a posting on the group's Facebook page said. Kyla Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyla Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.